Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Angelo Ellerbe is the founder and owner of Double Exposure, a public relations company primarily focused on representing major recording artists, and has successfully navigated the challenges of the music industry, now celebrating 46 years of business. Angelo is called the Henry Higgins of hip-hop for his work with rap artists, representing artists like Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, Dionne Warwick, and Mary J. Blige. Angelo, congratulations on an amazing run and still going strong. What do you attribute your success to in an industry where it's so fickle and tastes change and technology puts companies out of business all the time?
First, let me say I'm honored to speak with you. To answer your question, let me just simply say I was born and reared in Newark, New Jersey by an incredible, incredible, incredible lady, my mother. She instilled in me the energy and the insightfulness for excellence. She always said to me, whatever you go to do, just be the best at it. I started my business from the basement of my mother's house in Newark, New Jersey, with her old dining room table and a princess phone. All my mother said to me is that you have to win. She said it wasn't important about winning every race. She just said, stay in the race, eventually you will win. So 46 years later, I guess I'm still winning. The industry has changed drastically, and I've learned to change along with that industry, keeping the mere foundations of what was taught to me by my mom and so many other of my other mentors. So the industry has changed. I have changed along with the industry. I understand that we have to be current in today's society. So I bring on certain young people that would give me the insightfulness of what is current in the marketplace, particularly on the urban side of it all. And I just bring the two together, what is old, what is new, and we bring it together and we keep ourselves current.
And you stay relevant, always ahead of the curve. And also, it's important to note, Angelo Ellerbe, that you have a tremendous other background in design and fashion that you love. And you're always, you always look so spiffy.
Thank you so much. Yes, I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology, where I focused in on designs, women's apparel. My clothes have sold in many of the department stores, especially when I was about 16 or 17 years old. It was Joms and Company and a lot of the local stores in the surrounding areas, and then went to a lot of the major department stores. So yes, that is my first love. This whole publicity thing started with fashion shows that I would give in the city of Newark. And it was all about culturing my, bringing culture into my environment. And then I thought that Newark needed to have as much culture as it can possibly have. So I brought in and I did fashion shows. I started up doing fashion shows for HIV and AIDS. At that time, it was just totally misunderstood within my urban communities. Not until Dionne Warwick, one of the first African-American celebrities, embraced it, that we began to get knowledge of it. And I wanted to do my part. And so I did fashion shows. I went to 7th Avenue. I brought all the designers from 7th Avenue. I designed my clothes. I brought in the Avenue dancers, Carmen de Lavallon, Joffrey Holder. And each and every single year we did this. And it became like an annual. 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 people would come out to these shows because it was a change in a pace. They were now getting culture and fashion, and they were getting something that was new. I had girls and guys, the models will come out of the ceilings. I tried to be as avant-garde and as innovative as I possibly could to arouse the interest of my buying public. And thus, for 17, 18 years, we did this. We did it for non-for-profit organizations throughout the state of New Jersey. So, yes, it is my first love. Each and every single day that I go to do photo shoots, I mean, I'm so there with the photo shoots. No one can come in and direct my photo shoots but me. And so, yes, fashion is my life.
You do the styling and you do the design, but you also talk about how important social activism and entertainment and the marriage of that is important to you. How do you work that in with your clients in the music industry?
Well, you know, I thought when I am sitting back, you know, I don't read bios and I don't read all their press that I created for them. I want to have conversations with them, and I have conversations, and I listen to their needs and their wants and their desires, and I find out not just from them, but from their mothers and sisters and brothers, because it becomes a family affair, because I wind up taking care of the family in terms of the nurturing of education for them, and I find out those things that they're most interested in. A lot of them, I remember working with the rapper DMX, and he had a liking for giving back to churches. I mean, he was really into a godly kind of thing there. And so each and every single year, I was in charge of creating and raising dollars and cents for this particular community in Mount Vernon. You have to sit back and become very personal with each and every single client to find out what it is that they're ultimate goal is away from the music. What do they care about? What organizations? If it's Boys and Girls Club of America, and that's why I put into the bio, and I also reach out to these organizations so that they can do the give back. I just think that it's very important. If the public is taking care of you, you need to take care of the public in a way of giving back. So that is like something that I do still to this day is give back to that community, because that community supports us.
And you also give back to your colleagues, because on this 46th anniversary, you've been having some interesting opportunities for your colleagues. So you do believe in this way of nurturing everybody where everybody wins.
You know, it's really important. I think it was my mother's teaching again, and excuse me for just keep constantly bringing my mom up, but my mother is the reason that I exist, and her training, and she trained me very well in her rearing and her raising about the mere fundamentals of life. She always told me the importance of giving back. She always said you can't take anything with you, so you have to keep giving it back, and when someone gives to you, you should be kind enough to recognize and have an appreciation to what they gave to you and try to help them in some way. And so it stuck with me my whole entire life. And so, yes, I just think it's very important that you listen to people. Even when people are sick and I have conversations with them over the phone, they have a cold, I'll go to the drugstore the next day and I'll send them overnight some cough drops just so that they know that I'm thinking of them. I want them to get well. I guess it's my mother. It's just my mother and me.
Wow, she sounds like an amazing woman.
She was a very, very, still to this day. I'm without my mother for a year now. And so it's just like everything just is emphasized a little bit more of the importance of giving back and helping someone. She always said, you have to assist and help God in doing what it is that he does. If he supplies you, then you should supply back. Thus, I take it on.
Well, sounds amazing, and you certainly have had a very successful 46 years and counting, and as you look back over this long, wonderful career, what stands out in your mind, Angelo Ellerby? Is there any particular success story of one of your clients that you're really proud of?
Two. One is the relationship that I have with Dionne Warwick, who I happen to love immensely. I love her fortitude. I love her fight. I love that she never gives up, no matter what the trial or the tribulation is or the success. I love how she knocks down barriers, builds up walls, and just mentors people. She gives so much of love that you just want to be a part of it. And for the last 30 years, I've been her publicist. I'm still romantically in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
She just gives us a very positive energy that supplies me, that I can go out and supply someone else. The next young lady would be Mary J. Blige. I employed Mary. She came into my artist development program several years ago, and we went through trying times together. Mary came to me the first day, and she was like 20 minutes, 30 minutes late, and I was going to lunch. And so she said, "Are you Angelo?" And I said, "You must be Mary, and you're late. I'll see you tomorrow." I got on the elevator and went down. The next day she came back an hour earlier, and we began our artist development program, and we fell in love with each other at that point. I taught her all the things that maybe mom and dad didn't get an opportunity to teach her, like mannerisms and dictions and speech. And then we got into reading and writing and understanding what the music industry was really, really all about. I explained to her the importance of longevity and a one-hit wonder. And when Mary came to me, she was big as life within the urban community. And now she's a crossover recording artist, and she's in mainstream. But we talked about urban communities versus what would be a mainstream community and how she had to revolve, how she had to get her mental head together, how she had to cleanse herself. And it all began with reading and writing and understanding. So we started reading the Bible together. Then we went into different books. And so today, I'm most proud of Mary J. Blige.
That's wonderful, Angela. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, and congratulations on 46 wonderful years and counting of Double Exposure, a public relations company based in New Jersey. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What do adolescents need most from their parents? It's exactly what you think. Structure and discipline. Here's the developmental science of it straight from a sharp mom. Mom came up to me the other day and she said, "Dr. Buff, I learned a valuable lesson from my teenage daughter. It seemed the kid wanted to go to a party, but mom suspected that alcohol would be present. The mother said, 'You can't go.' The kid stormed out of the room with numerous comments and a bunch of whatevers. Later that evening, the mother overheard the daughter saying she couldn't attend and blamed it on her mom. What's the cheap psychological trick? The daughter was being pressured to attend, and since mom said no, the kid had a way out and was able to save face. What's the deal? Structure. It works for everyone. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Back in 2003, Samantha Carrington, a naturalized American citizen of Iranian descent, accused Southwest Airlines of racial profiling. She sued the airline for false imprisonment and malicious prosecution after authorities forcibly removed her from her scheduled flight. How do you think this jury trial turned out? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Iranian-born Samantha Carrington was awarded $27 million in damages by a Texas jury. And that's the final verdict.